The forum was remarkably tight and informative, especially in contrast to the recent national political debates where moderators struggled to rein in candidates and hold them both to the question and to the format. There was no such slack at Sitka High School. Representative Peggy Wilson and her opponent, Lily Herwald, had 1 minute each to respond to a total of 10 questions, plus allow for brief introductory and closing statements. And while the Alaska history students had prepared some of the usual questions for candidates on transportation, rising energy costs, and so on, other questions forced the candidates to move outside of the campaign comfort zone. This is Senior Jeanette Hansen.
Since statehood, Alaska has not had the death penalty. In the next legislative session, Representative Chenault hopes to introduce a bill allowing the death penalty in Alaska. What are your views on the death penalty, and would you support such a bill?
Challenger Lily Herwald answered first. She said that growing up, her father had been a prison guard in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
I feel that I've learned a lot about the prison system and crime in America. And though there are many people who do very horrible things in our world, I don't believe the death penalty is an effective measure. It goes against my moral beliefs.
Representative Peggy Wilson's objections to the death penalty leaned more toward the practical than the moral.
When people are on death row, they have all kinds of appeals, and they appeal, and they appeal, and they appeal, and it costs the state unbelievable amount of money when that happens. So in the research that I've done, not only is it something that against what I believe, but it costs more money.
The brief time allowed for answers to complicated questions like the death penalty forced candidates to get right to the point. Although both came up short a couple of times as they realized that the student panel was serious about the one-minute time limit. For instance, the format left the audience of 400 little doubt about where Peggy Wilson stood on whether or not to drill in Anwar.
I am in favor of drilling Anwar. The technology that we have achieved in the last 30 years is amazing. And what they used to, when the footprint used to be a huge footprint, now it's a very small footprint. And in fact, if they were to drill in Anwar, it would be like, the footprint would be like putting a dime in a bathtub.
Wilson added that drilling in Anwar was also needed to keep oil flowing through the pipeline, or the state would face an income tax or sales tax or both. Herwald suggested that there was enough momentum behind alternative energy development that Anwar oil could be reserved for the future.
I think that oil is an asset for your generation or generations to come, and its value will only increase over time if it is needed to be tapped at all. I think that landscape is very important. It's important to the whole country. And the political will of the nation has not been to drill at this point.
Herwald also pushed the theme of conservation in her one-minute solution to global climate change, which she said humans were contributing to and Alaskans were suffering from.
The governor set up a climate change cabinet. We have to invest more, and we have to develop our renewable resources. We have a great opportunity to develop our hydro, geothermal, our tidal, wind. We have great resources in the state of Alaska, and we should be at the forefront of coming up with solutions that the rest of the world can benefit from.
Wilson agreed that Alaskans needed to work to reduce their carbon emissions. She particularly favored tapping the hydro potential of alpine lakes. But she didn't rule out small experimental nuclear projects like one being considered for interior Alaska.
Aglena is talking about doing a nuclear power plant over there, and they're trying, the other countries across our globe have found that is safe and very effective. So we just need to find ways to continue.
And only the last question of the half hour spoke directly to the candidate's opinion of young voters. Representative Wilson said that only a small and declining percentage of the electorate actually took the trouble to vote. She urged the students to be a part of the solution and warned them that Hitler was elected by only one vote. Challenger Herwald told the students that they had more power than they knew, and that growing registration among young people nationally suggested that they would have more influence in the coming election than ever before. The general election will be Tuesday, November 4th. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.